Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Poetic Soul Talk Show. You are tuned in to Soul this evening on the Poetic Soul Talk Show. We have a very special guest, Gigi Jones, the writer, who we will be speaking with momentarily. You are speaking with the host. My name is Dee Dee Wright. I'm also the author of Poetry to Life, Youth Struggle, Love. Please get it as soon as possible if you haven't already. Support the poet that supports poets. It's available in hardcover, softcover, as well as ebook format on Author's House, Amazon, BarnesandNobles.com, Google Books, most places books are sold. Please get your copy. I am also a veteran teacher of English language arts of the last 13 years, representing the Boogie Down Bronx in New York City all day, every day. Welcome, everyone, to the talk show this evening, both those of you tuning in on the phone lines as well as those of you who are tuned in online. Please enjoy this episode. I'm pretty sure you will. I know I am. Let me go through a few of the protocols before we get to Ms. Gigi Jones this evening. If this is your first time tuning in to the Poetic Soul Talk Show, you may really want to pay attention. I don't like the word rules so much. I'm kind of a rebel in my own right. So I call them protocols. First and foremost, you are welcome to speak on the air at any given time by pressing 1 on the phone line. However, if you do speak on the air this evening, please mute all background noise. The noise is magnified and it just becomes an interruption with our voices being heard. Also, if you're going to speak on the air this evening, please refrain from using any profanity. Yes, this is a show mostly based on poetry. We're passionate at times. We don't want any audience members offended. So please improv if or when necessary. If you haven't yet followed the talk show, please do so by visiting blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife. 2 is the number 2. And follow the show. We've been on the air for a year next month. I can't believe that much time has flew by. And within that time frame, we've been blessed with so many dope poets, writers, artists, authors. So you can also tune into past episodes at that link. Once again, blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife. If you're listening on the phone and you would like to speak at any given time, please press 1. You will go into queue, and I will definitely get to you before the end of the episode. If you're listening online, welcome. Please feel free to send questions, comments, feedback via the chat box, and I will definitely read those on the air before the episode is over as well. So I did have a couple of shout-outs that I wanted to make before I get into this interview that I'm so anticipating with Gigi Jones. First and foremost, our friend Rick Herrera has another show. If you don't recall me mentioning The Naked Truth, I did go to the show along with Gypsy Rose and my bestie, and it was just so super dope that he was offered an opportunity to do the show again by himself. So if you're in the New York City area and you would like to purchase tickets to support a man who has come a long way in his journey, the name of his show is The Naked Truth, and you can follow him on Instagram at RH Comedy or on Facebook at Rick Herrera, and you can find the link to purchase tickets to that show, once again, if you're interested. In addition to that, I wanted to shout out Aguineta Malima, who is a writer that I provided some services for, which, by the way, I am the owner of Poetic Soul, Inc., providing services to writers of different kinds. You can check me out at PoeticSoulInc.com/store. Now that I've plugged myself, Aguineta Malima is a very young writer, but so talented. She wrote a memoir called The Repercussions of Loving Too Much. I read it. I'm not just endorsing it because I edited it. I just think for a young female to come up in writing and be as courageous as she was in this book, I had to shout her out. If you're able to, please follow her on Instagram at Teenage Poet, although she's no longer a teenager, and you'll also be able to see her information there as far as purchasing the book. Okay, so now that I've gotten through that, I'm going to be introducing Ms. Gigi Jones. She has participated in an open mic episode in the past. Once again, go to blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, 2 being the number 2, to tune in to those dope episodes as well. She's a writer and a lover of all things artistic. Her most recently released collection of poems is special because it was not done with the intentions of ever being released, but merely a spillage of emotions that had nowhere to go but on paper. Isn't that hot? Although the goal was not to publish her personal poem collection, the more people heard her work, the more convinced she became that sharing the work was not just for her comfort, but for everyone. The words are heartfelt and will, in one way or another, touch whomever reads it. Once again, we're going to be getting into that book. The title of that book is called Soul, S-O-U-L, and how appropriate on the Poetic Soul talk show that Gigi is with us. And by the way, we do have a giveaway scheduled. We will get into that more a little bit later, but definitely stay tuned into the episode so you could possibly be the winner of this giveaway. And so I'm going to go to the phone lines. Welcome, Gigi, to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. How are you this evening? Hold on one moment. I went to the wrong phone line. I'm sorry about that, whomever that might have been. Hi, Gigi. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Dee Dee. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy that we finally have this opportunity to kick it about poetry and soul and writing and all of the beautiful things that we'll be talking about this evening. Can you really quickly shout out where you're from, city and state?
I am from Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit in the house. Oh. D-Block is in the house this evening.
Yes, yes. A lot of artistry going on here.
Yes, I love that whole urban artistic setting being from New York City. I can't deny the beauty of that at all. And so we're going to just jump right into the episode, the interview rather. I do this occasionally with different writers. I really wanted to do this with you because I did have an opportunity to read some of the poems in Soul, and some questions came to mind. What I do is I ask guests to define certain words in their own ways. And so I'm just going to throw a couple at you, and whatever definition it is you see fit, you know, just explain it, I guess. The first word would be friendship.
Friendship. Friendship for me is someone who accepts you for you and supports you no matter what.
Acceptance and support no matter what. I would agree with that 100%. There's this new buzzword going around. I guess this is what they use. I just used it myself. I'm guilty. Urban. What is urban to you?
Urban?
Yes.
Urban kind of speaks to me and it feels like a way of life. It almost feels like freedom to me.
I love that. That was dope. I didn't expect that answer at all. That was a very good one. Healing.
Feeling?
Healing with an H.
Healing. You know, music is really healing for me.
Okay.
When I hear healing, I think really of music and really just relaxation. So music, very comforting for me.
Very nice. That's something that, yeah, definitely soothes for sure, if not, you know, heals for all. But those of y'all are tuned in, you're tuned in to Soul. We're talking to Gigi Jones, the writer, the author of her collection of poetry entitled Soul this evening. If you all are interested in asking Gigi any questions or providing feedback at any point in time, please press 1 on the phone line. You'll go into queue and I'll get to you. If you're listening online, please use the chat box to send questions or comments, and I'll also read those aloud on the air this evening before the episode is over. And so you said this was an accidental publication. So can you explain the moment when you decided that it would be published?
I don't know if it was the exact moment or if it was moments stringed together, but as I started writing more and more often and I had people, you know, wondering what I was doing because I'm very old school. I carry around my notebook. So people wanted to hear, you know, what I was working on. So as I started to share, you know, some of the personal things and, you know, how people really were relating to it, it just
right.
seemed like the next logical step was to share it with the world.
And how do you feel about the process, considering you've gone through the process of publication? If you could explain what that was like for you.
What it was like for me is I wasn't I was really focused on the product itself. Like, I wanted everyone to be able to relate to what I was writing. And so for me, it was like, you know, not so much as quantity of who it would reach, but the quality of the work and how it would affect people. So
absolutely.
I kind of wanted to, you know, put myself in the right venues, you know, mingle with the right people where people would get the message of what I was trying to get out. So that's really what I focus more so on.
And I think that's an excellent point to focus on. When I saw your book cover, I was immediately enthused. I was like, oh, no, I have to get this book. I mean, without giving it all away, what did the image have to do with the title for you? Why did you, I know you and I briefly, you know, communicated about it and you knew and felt the importance of the cover was ideal, but what made you choose that? What was it?
Well, as I talk about, the poems themselves really just came from emotions, either from experiences that I've had, things that I've seen, and it really felt like it was my soul on display for others to see. So that's how I came up with the idea of the cover, and I just always had the thought of an eye with a crying eye, because most of the time when you're talking about your emotions or something that affects you, you really are, it's from the inside of you. So
right.
It was just a spillage. So basically it was just an eye that's crying from the inside of my soul.
Yeah, I mean, I completely 110% agree with that quote, you know, eyes are the windows to the soul. I feel like you can see so much. But I've never quite seen a cover with an eye like that. Like, it was almost like a 3D eye. Almost, in terms of my perception anyway. So I definitely had to ask you about that and also say, what a dope choice. I mean, you all have
Thank
to
you.
Definitely follow Gigi and Gigi Jones, the writer, and look at her the cover of her book. I think that in and of itself is going to intrigue people enough to dig deeper into it. And so who's your favorite writer?
My favorite writer is Brenda Jackson. I read a lot of her novels, a lot, and I think I mirror my writing style after her when I write my book.
Can you repeat that name?
Brenda Jackson.
And what are some titles, if any, that you can recall offhand of her books?
She's written books called Fire and Desire. She's written, let's see, she has a series that she does, but she has a book called Surrender. A Man's Promise. They're basically all romance novels of some kind.
Okay.
But, yeah, she's also from Detroit. She's a native Detroiter.
Representing your city. That's how you got to do it. You got to represent your city. That makes it even better. And so, who's your favorite poet?
My favorite poet.
I know,
those
it's difficult.
Those are the ones I can't choose. No.
It's difficult. I mean, if you could narrow it down to maybe two for the sake of time, because I know we could be on the phone all evening kicking it about different poets.
We could be on the phone all night, Didi. I don't know.
No, nothing. Try at least.
Little Frederick Douglass.
Wow.
Sometimes I read Edgar Allan Poe still.
That's old school. Classic, old school. And you said that at the beginning, and I love that. And I feel like I connect with people that are old school, you know, pen and paper and, you know, just kind of retro way of thinking. That's dope. So for those of y'all that are tuned in, y'all are tuned in to Soul, on Poetic Soul this evening with the author of Soul, Gigi Jones, the writer. Just in case I see that there are more callers calling in, welcome. Please feel free to press 1 on the phone line if you want to kick it with Gigi and I, ask her questions, make comments, so on and so forth. If you're listening online, please utilize the chat box so that you can also send questions, comments, feedback, and I'll get back to you all before the end of the episode. And so the selections that you're sharing this evening, Gigi, are from soul.
Yes, one of them is and one of them is not. Little something extra for you guys.
Uh-oh. So let's go with the one from soul first. I don't know which title it is, even though I received the email. So if you could tell us the title, and whenever you're ready to start reading, we're listening.
All right. I'm going to do a writer's life.
A writer's life. Yes.
Yes. I get asked a lot, you know, why I do what I do. And I just kind of wrote a poem to kind of say why.
Yeah, well, we're listening. I can't wait.
Okay. At times it's hard to express how I feel. Times I'm not sure if it's valid or for real. Everything I think really shouldn't be said. I can't just spit out everything in my head, so I write. Every thought, any daydream, and the happy time. Every feeling, every heartbreak, and each tear I cried. It helps me understand, sort out what I think. I write by myself with wine as my choice of drink. Away from the crowd and the prying eyes, the people who can't help but to tell lies. It's such an escape getting lost writing a story. I write for inner peace, not searching for glory. Who would have thought my best listener would be? Between two blue lines I write on with my Sharpie. No shocked pair of eyes looking down with a stare, because I never choose truth. I always pick there. You see, it's not that I hide behind the cloak of my notebook. It's that the paper doesn't judge me no matter what I put.
Well, you summarized that just about perfect. You said with the Sharpie, just such a real writer. That was a writer's life for those of you that are just tuning in, from Gigi Jones, the writer's book, Soul. Gigi, what made you put Gigi Jones, the writer? I noticed that also on the cover of your book.
Yes. Reason I did that is because I don't just write poetry. And sometimes people want to label you or put you in a box, whereas, you know, well, they're only a poet. Well, I'm a poet. I'm a novelist. I'm a journalist. I write music. So I'm just a writer.
Mm. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. I was like, is there another Gigi Jones? I mean, of course, I didn't bother to do any investigative work. But I was like, is there a Gigi Jones, the actress? Is there a Gigi Jones, you know, the musician? And she had to make sure people knew who she was. But that explanation makes a whole lot of sense. I completely get it. And so tell everyone how they can follow you. I've been reposting your poems on Instagram at Poetic Soul Talk Show. But share with everyone all of your social media or however they'd be able to read more samples of your work.
Sure. I'm on Instagram at Gigi Jones, the writer. I am on Facebook at facebook.com/Gigi Jones, the writer. And I'm also on Twitter at Gigi Jones, writer.
Gigi Jones, writer on Twitter. Gigi Jones, the writer on Instagram as well as Facebook. Definitely go support her. And where can they purchase Soul?
They can purchase Soul on Amazon. They can purchase it. It's either available on electronic or hard copy. They can also get it on my website.
Which is
GigiJonesTheWriter.wix.com.
So simple. Gigi Jones, the writer, .wix.com, Amazon.com, ebook format, paperback. Definitely go get the book. I'm in the midst of skimming through several books at once. I'm a straight up geek. And, you know, her voice is speaking, her poems speak her voice. I like that I can now, while I'm reading, associate your voice with the poems that I'm reading. So what do you hope audience members, readers, gain from reading Soul?
I really hope that they understand that they are not the only person who has been through something or felt this way or felt a certain way or, you know, seen something. So they understand that you're not alone. So a lot of times people feel things and you have these emotions, you don't know what to do with them, you kind of feel like you're by yourself. And my hope is that through what I've been through and through what I'm sharing, that someone else can relate and not feel by themselves.
So her words and poems are going to comfort you. And I think a lot of writers feel that way. In terms of, do you consider yourself an introvert?
I consider myself to have introvert tendencies.
Okay, that's fair. Moments.
Because I definitely have moments where I need to be, you know, alone, but I think that that's how most people create. But I have moments where I need to go and be around people and around life and around music and around, you know, others. So
I get it. I what's your sign, by the way? This total random off the cuff.
Total random. I'm a Cancer.
Aw, crabby. That's why you're
yeah.
partially introverted. Yeah, you go in that shell. Okay, this is not a show about astrology. I just had to know. I'm definitely both introverted and extroverted. I'm more introverted. I have this whole alter ego thing going on when I need to, you know, get in front of the classroom or do something outwardly. But, yeah, I think a lot of people can also relate to that. And so what's next for Gigi Jones? What you have Soul going on now, and in the future, either near or far, where do you see yourself?
I see myself, finishing my novel. So I'm hopefully publishing that novel by the top of next year because it's halfway done. And so that's kind of what I'm working on next. That's basically what I want to do. I want to continue to write, starting on my next poetry book, and I want to finish my novel. So those are the next things that I want to do. And I would like to do a small tour and do my poetry.
That would be so dope. You definitely have to keep me and us posted on, you know, the next goings-ons as to, you know, your journey as a writer and so, or as a tourist and a poet and a female. And so what do you think is the biggest challenge that published poets face?
I think the biggest challenge, especially for someone new, is really marketing and getting yourself out there. Because it's hard to get yourself in front of the right people, in front of the right places. You have to be at the right place at the right time. So I think the hardest thing is really getting yourself out there, having the courage to do it, the confidence to do it, and really just networking. I think that's really the toughest.
I agree. Do you work full-time?
I work part-time now, but I was working full-time, so that really was a hindrance for me, especially because
right.
I was working late evenings. I was working nights, so it was really hard for me to get out to those spoken word events, to those poetry events.
Mm-hmm.
It was very hard for me to get out there because I was at work. So.
Right, right. So now you have a little bit more time to dedicate to it.
Absolutely. But you have to make that time. You have to make that choice, and it's not for everybody. So.
Absolutely. It definitely requires a sacrifice. For those of y'all that are tuned in, we're talking to Gigi Jones, the writer, on Poetic Soul this evening. If you're just tuning in, welcome. I'm sure you will be inspired. Please go to the podcast that will be created after this episode is over if you missed the first segment of the show to hear her read her poem from her book. She is going to be sharing another poem with us momentarily. You are welcome to participate and become a part of this conversation. If you have any questions, please press 1 on the phone line. You will go into queue. We will get to you. If you're listening online, welcome. Please use the chat box to send questions and comments. We're not being selfish. We're willing to speak to other human beings, and your voice definitely matters. So please don't hesitate to press 1 or send a question comment via the chat box. And so, Gigi, what would the world be like without poetry?
Gigi, it's funny you should ask that because I was just talking to a friend of mine about art and how art is being like the first things that are being taken out of the school.
Mm.
So just the art is very important to me because that is really the only subject that allows for freedom of self-expression.
Right.
You know, everything else, every other subject is really a constant. You know, mathematics, 2 + 2 will always be 4. you know.
Right.
The Pythagorean theorem will always be that. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, girl, you almost cussing at me. I cannot tolerate math. You said the Pythagorean theorem. The hair on my back stood up like, oh, no.
So, but those are things that will always be constant, but those do not allow people to be free to express themselves. So it's very important for arts. I don't care if your art is chalk drawing. That's your art.
Right. Why do you think that is? Do you think it's some type of conspiracy with regards to the limitations placed on self-expression and art? I mean, this is just a random question I didn't have written down, but I agree with you a lot. I mean, being a teacher, I see it all the time. I have to force time to do artistic activities with my students. But why do you think that's the first thing removed and, you know, limited?
I just really think that people don't feel like it's important. But most of the time it's the people that are in charge. And sometimes intellectuals only think that intellectual things are important.
Right.
So if it's not, you know, black and white or something that people don't understand, a lot of times they fear what they don't understand. So they don't want you to have too much free thinking.
I know. And that was going to be my next question. How politically, and I've asked this question to other guests and during open mic episodes as well, how politically correct does poets need to be, or do they need to be politically correct at all?
I think depending on the venue, if you want to go back to that venue, you might need to be politically correct. But I just really feel like whatever the tone of the message that you're trying to get through, you cannot pull back or shelter or what you want to say, because there's a point to why you want to say that. There's a reason to why
right.
you want to say that.
So do you override the fear of being asked to leave, or do you go for it and you know, feel happy that you did despite the outcome?
Well, what I would do is I would go for it, but I'm me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what someone else would do.
Right.
But I'd go for it. I'd have to go for it because, A, if they invited me to that venue, they've probably seen my work. So they just have to be ready.
They already know.
Didi.
That's
they
right.
already know.
They already know. Get ready. You invited me, and I'm going to do what you invited me here to do. And so I agree with you 100%. I read, while preparing to publish Poetry to Life, I read a book, you know, Self-Publishing for Dummies was one of them. And in the book, it stated that poetry is the least lucrative genres of writing. And with that fact being stated, can you come to any type of conclusion, or what's your opinion as far as why that is the case?
I think that poetry is very different from just, you know, writing a story, because it's almost like looking at a piece of art. You and I can look at the same piece of art and see something different.
Right.
It's the same thing with poetry. Poetry leaves a lot of room. It's very abstract, or can be abstract, and it can be interpreted very different ways. So if people aren't used to interpreting or are not into that, and they're into more direct things where they can clearly understand it, basically they like it laid out. If you're not an artist, then maybe this is not something that you would just readily say, I just really love poetry. You'd have to be into it. So I don't know. I just think it's because that people can't, they don't understand it like they should.
It's too open and abstract for perception to be considered like sci-fi or mysteries. These are the novels and genres that sell the most. So I was just interested, and I don't know, considering you write different genres, you might be able to speak to a different point than like someone who, you know, only writes poetry. Which was the reason why I asked you that question. And so you said a world without poetry would be, if you could describe it, I'm going to go back to that question, in three words, what would the three words be?
A world without poetry would be boring. it would
Number
be
one.
Yes, it would be boring. It would be quiet. And I think it would be less
free thinking. You know you're cheating, right? But I'm going to accept it.
Yeah, I used too many.
Yeah, It was two. It was only supposed to be one. That's okay. Less free thinking. Very restrained way of thinking, which is actually dope in terms of a poem. I just got an idea. And so before you share your next poem, which is actually not in your book, Soul, what message do you have for young writers and poets and artists even coming up in this generation or world where, like you said, arts and, you know, self-expression isn't as rampant as we would probably like it to be? What would you tell them?
What I would tell them is you can't live your life by the standards of your parents before you. So if your passion is to write, is to sing, then you're a writer, then you're a singer. If you wake up every day and that's what you think about doing, that's what you are. So you should try every day to reach that goal. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it.
Well, that's the perfect segue. I agree 100%. You got to stay strong in your writing, your passion, and do what you love. Amen to that. That's the perfect segue into your next piece. So if you would introduce it and with the title and maybe even what inspired it before you begin to read, kind of pull the audience members in. Y'all are quiet this evening, which is great. I do see that there are quite a few callers on the line. If you want to speak, please press 1 and you'll go into queue. You're welcome to be a part of this conversation. If you're listening online, welcome, and please send questions or comments via the chat box. We're talking to Gigi Jones, the writer, tonight. And so, yes, please introduce your poem and the inspiration behind it before sharing.
The inspiration behind this poem really comes from watching our ethnicity or ethnic group and really seeing how people are not focused on doing anything other than keeping up with the Joneses. And
how cute
think
is
that?
We want to keep up with you, Gigi. I'm sorry, I
know,
couldn't
right?
resist.
Well, yeah, I really came up with this poem. And, Didi, this is actually the poem I've been trying to get online and share with you all and slam for, like, almost a month. So it's ready for you.
Oh, we definitely listen. For those of you that don't know, Gigi Jones had some technical issues getting her on an open mic episode, and I was like, no, we got to figure this out. We're just going to have to do an interview and go hard body, full-fledged. So this is the poem she wanted to share. That's what she was talking about. So, yes, now I'm like all ears, all 3-4 of them. Whenever you're ready, we're listening.
All right. So let's call it My People. My people, my people, oh, how I want to love thee. Yet every day you show me something that astonishes me, and not in a good way. I'm tired of going online only to find photos of your nakedness every single time. You know how many times I've heard, the man is holding me down? Well, the only thing that holds you back is you looking like a clown. With your sagging pants, cocked baseball cap, and tattoos galore, your white tee to match your crispy shoes that just came from the store, and gym shoes, man, please don't get me started. Know every Jordan release date, but nothing of the Boston Tea Party. You stand in long lines just to get them. Why? So you can be the first? Try moving out your mama's basement. That will show your worth. Paying part of your bills, now a shut-off notice, but cashing out name brands so you can be noticed. How many bills did Polo pay at your house? Please tell me so I can sign up for that account. My people, oh, how I want to love thee. Yet every day you show me something that astonishes me, and not in a good way. The upbringing of our youth is crucial, since society already sees us as useless. The largest community of the unwed to kill your own brother so you can be fed. A community of young people who do not feel loved lash out at the world due to lack of a hug. Young mothers breeding young mothers who know of nothing else creates generation after generation of welfare rats. I'm just going to say it, and I know I'll catch some flack, but there are places and clinics take care of that. A mistake as a teenager, either girl or a boy, should not become a life sentence designed to steal their joy. No father teaching boys how to be a man. No daddies telling daughters, be the best you can. 3 kids by 21 and you're still making twerk videos, whining about your job on your way to McDonald's. Spend money with the foreigners who won't help you, not even a muscle, but turn your nose up at the corner window because you don't understand his hustle. My people, oh, how I want to love thee, yet every day you show me something that astonishes me, and not in a good way. My hope is that we stand up, stand tall, and fight for what we want without using guns and violence because that's what we think is tough. Help your neighbor, plant a tree, hug a stranger, mow the lawn of an elderly, stop and smell the roses, feed the homeless, get a job, have a dream, don't knock someone else's, be a man, be a lady, don't be jealous like a baby, go vote, don't complain and then you won't, have compassion, look people in their eyes, your word is all you have so there's no need to tell a lie. Our shells may be different, but we are all the same inside. See, cut my arm, the same blood keeps us both alive. Family, don't compete against each other, let's all go in. There's enough room for everybody. We can all win. My people, oh, how I want to love thee. Please show me something every day that amazes me, and I mean in a good way. That's that piece.
Well, I invited her to the show, and knew what she was capable of before the invitation was sent, and all I can say is W-O-W. Wow. Now,
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Now, I'm on the fence here because being a talk show host and a teacher, I try to, you know, limit my opinions in those aspects. When I write, of course, I go in. But what it seems like a collection of thoughts led to that, because you touched on things from the Boston Tea Party, you know, to the sagging pants, to welfare, and I have these conversations at bars with my coworkers over a glass of wine because I try to be politically correct, and you were not at all in that poem, and I admire that. What do you say to people who are oppressed? Not just our people in terms of people of color, but people who are oppressed, period. And, you know, we can get into the Jim Crow, we can get into the Willie Lynch, we can get into so many historical documents and events that have led people to a real slave mentality. What do you say to them when they don't know anything else or believe in anything else or have hope in anything else? We've taken this, we're talking to Gigi Jones, the writer, for those of you that are tuned in, and we getting ready to get on some real ish, because I am, and I improv, I'm very curious as to how do you motivate them to get out of that whole way of thinking?
I don't know if you can motivate an entire class of people. I think at some point, people have to self-motivate because it comes from, like, just like you said, generation after generation, you know, you have this mentality. And if no one taught you to be or think any other way, then you don't know anything else. However, I do feel like at a certain point, you have to be able to free your own mind. Something has to click and say, this is not right. This is not working. I got to do something for me and not really just follow behind this line. If this line is going north and you want to go west, then at some point you need to go west. So I don't really know how we can do that except to tell people to be themselves, not who you feel like people want you to be.
Right. Ooh, and that process, although we've come a long way, I always said we still have a long way to go as a people, the human race in general. I see that there are two callers waiting to speak, and thank you so much. I'm going to get to you in one moment. Everyone is welcome to speak. Before I proceed, I wanted to make this point because I felt it very strongly while you were reading the poem. And I grew up in the hood, you know, and approaching the 40-year age, it was rough in the Bronx. It was rough in Harlem. It was rough drugs, oppression. You know, the violence has never stopped. I hope that one day it will. But I had a family and a mother that refused to let me fail. And I grew up with people who are some now no longer with us because of that lifestyle that they chose that didn't have that support. I mean, my mom sent me to, you know, Catholic school. My mom, you know, was a single parent. She had me very young and still instilled these things in me and then went on to pursue them herself. So what I think about when I hear poems like that or read reports or have these conversations, I'm like, but what if they've never been exposed? And so what age or what event has to take place to force them, like you said, to self-motivate? And that's just a question, Gigi, that I want to leave you with at this moment while we go to the phone lines. Greetings, welcome to Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hey, you're speaking to Chemist from New State of Mind, representing Cincinnati. How y'all doing this evening?
Great.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm so glad you called New State of Mind, who will be a guest on a future show. So what feedback or questions or anything do you have to add to this conversation?
First, Gigi, that poem that you just read, both of them are very good, but that last one, it really sent some chills, and man, that was real, real powerful, powerful piece that you just read. And I totally agree with a lot of things that I said. I mean, I see that on a daily basis where people still had that kind of hood mentality and they just kind of stuck in, you know, that one way of thinking. But I just wanted to add that, you know, the change starts within your own mind. You have to want change. You have to want to change. You know, it's not something that always can be a team effort, but, you know, it's just like it's something the individual has to want for themselves. And it's hard. I mean, it's really hard when you're trying to do the right thing and it's so easy to do the wrong thing or so easy to be, you know, pulled, you know, to the wrong thing. It's very, very hard. But it just starts with each individual. And I know sometimes they talk about the leaders, the black leaders. The leaders is each and every person in the household, not just one particular black leader that's going to change everything for us. It starts with each father, mother, child, whoever. You know, it starts in the household. So we don't really need one particular leader to tell us anything that we don't already know. It just starts at the home, starts in the community, and start with each other saying, look, I'm not standing for this, I'm standing for that. That's what I wanted to add. But I really, really was feeling that piece.
Thank you. Wow. Well, I definitely agree with you. It has to be everybody has to do their own part. You know, it can't just be one person responsible for bringing up everybody.
I agree with the both of you. Chemist, let me ask you real quick.
Yes.
Without getting too much into your past lifestyle, because we hear the kick it about poetry and, you know, politics plays into everything as well as culture. For that one individual waiting, I'm going to definitely get to you. Just please hold tight while I ask him this question.
Okay.
Have you reformed from that way of thinking? Did you ever think that way at one point in time in your life? And, you know, the hood mentality, the Ralph Lauren, the street, the, you know, lack of motivation.
Well, I mean, of course. I mean, I had a lot of things, you know, so I know my mother raised me to be a respectable young man, and I was around a lot of things, a lot of influence, but I was just talking to someone the other day, and I had to be really, really strong, and it just really made me realize how strong I was to be able to turn certain stuff down and people accepting me for being me, and, you know what I'm saying? So I had to, it's a lot of things I had to work on, a lot of things that I'm still working on. To this day, but it's hard. It's rough, especially being a male, you know what I'm saying, being a black man. It's rough. And, you know, it's not a lot of brothers out here that's on the level that you try to get on, so it's hard to really find people to politic with and kind of, like, you know, encourage each other, you know. So that's another reason why I try to, you know, create what I try to create and spread my little poems or whatever around, just to do the same thing as Gigi was saying, just so somebody can be touched and hopefully can help somebody. So,
amen to that. Thank you so much for calling in this evening. As always, supporter of the show, follow him on Instagram at New State of Mind, N-U, State of Mind. Hold tight, Chemist, while I get to the next caller. Hold okay. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hi, Gigi and Didi. This is Authentically Speaking. I'm calling from California.
Hey,
hello.
Representing Cali.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Great.
How are you?
I just wanted to say in regards to Gigi's last piece that she spoke and also the last question that you asked her, Didi, I definitely agree with your answer, Gigi, that you cannot motivate a whole class of people because there will always, as far as like motivating an entire class of people, there will always be that group of people who are still stuck in their ways or who think, you know, this isn't going to work, this is how I am, and just accept me for who I am or whatever the case may be. So I think the first step in changing your mentality is realization that something is wrong, number one, and I definitely believe that realization has to come from within. You can tell somebody day in and day out that something is wrong and that they have to change their ways, and it will never click. You have to realize it on your own. And then number two is healing and reprogramming of the mind. And it takes a while, especially when you come from a rough childhood or even a rough even if your adulthood is rough, you have to definitely positively reprogram your mind and, you know, get rid of your own thoughts and start thinking a brand new way, which is very difficult and can take a lot of time.
Right. Wow, Gigi, look at what you done started now. We done moved from my people to our people to, you know, what a deep conversation, and your point is valid, and I agree with you 100% authentically speaking. By the way, for those of y'all tuned into Soul, we're talking to Gigi Jones, the writer, and right now Authentically Speaking, who will be a guest on next Thursday's episode of Poetic Soul Talk Show, so definitely stay tuned in. I don't know, Gigi, would you like to respond to what Authentically Speaking stated before I respond?
Well, I think that what she was saying was very true. You know, we can't try to force anybody to do anything because you can convince somebody or try to convince them that, but if they don't feel it, it's just not it. So it's really about how someone feels or acceptance of yourself, because if you accept yourself, then you won't be following the crowd. You'll be doing what you feel, what feels right to you.
Right. And so what about what Kim has said in terms of, you know, gender? In terms of influences and, you know, I don't know how it feels to be a black male at all. I definitely can relate being, you know, an aunt of and godmother, so on and so forth. But, you know, what about that perspective, if anything, either one of you have to, you know, kind of respond to what he was saying, coming from, you know, that way of life at one point or another?
Well, I definitely agree with what he was saying. Also, what you were saying, like, if you've never seen anything better, you don't know better. And then you're in the environment sometimes where you're trying to do better, but you don't have anyone in that circle to uplift you. So you're kind of a lone ranger. So you don't know, okay, am I going to backslide or am I going to do this? I, too, also grew up in Catholic school, so I saw something different. So if you've never seen that, then you don't know that there's a better way to be. But if you've grown up and someone taught you that there's other things, there's better things, then that's what you're going to do. So it's very tough, I think, for our men who don't have men showing them how to be a man.
And Gigi, I'll ask you first, and then Authentically Speaking can add, and then we're going to be ending the episode. Is there any good reason to have hope? I heard just about everybody say, you know, we can't change everybody, you know, people will be people and they have to figure it out on their own. And So is there reason to have hope in our people getting it together? And if you can kind of keep your answer short, although that may be difficult, I'd appreciate it because we have 6 minutes left before the episode ends.
Absolutely.
Gigi, why don't you go first?
Mm-hmm. Okay, absolutely. I think there's always a way. I think we should always have hope, period. So I definitely think that things are changing, things have changed, but nothing is going to change overnight. And I think the more that people are just aware and make other people aware that there are other things to do, other ways to be, that we'll be fine. It just may not be as soon as we want it to be.
Dope. Definitely dope. Authentically speaking?
I definitely think that there is hope, and I believe that we are changing as a people slowly but surely, and I just believe that there are a few of those special people who can reach the masses, and not everyone has the gift to do that. For example, there's a group on Instagram called Shift the Culture, and it consists of about three guys and one female, but mostly the three guys, and they are actually doing a very great job, and their following is huge. So I definitely believe that there is hope.
Well, thank you for shouting out that Instagram page, Shift the Culture, for those of you that may be interested in, you know, seeing some positive influence. Thank you, Authentically Speaking, for being with us this evening, as always, and your support. Please hold on one moment. We're going to be wrapping up, but I would like everyone else, of course, to stay tuned until the very end.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Hold on. And so, Gigi, we've had a great conversation, and for those of you who follow her on Instagram and Facebook, Gigi Jones, the writer, and on Twitter at Gigi Jones Writer, her book Soul is available on Amazon, as well as her website, gigijonestherewriter.wix.com. Is there anything you feel in your heart, soul, on your mind that you may not have had an opportunity to share during this episode that you would like to say to the audience?
I just really hope everybody continues to do what they're doing. You know, I know a lot of poets and a lot of writers listen to this show, so everybody just to keep writing, keep supporting each other, because that's what we need to do.
Amen. And will you please revisit us and join us again for this type of conversation and open mic, and I will personally write Blog Talk Radio a not nice letter if they don't allow you to slam on the open mic episode. Do you promise me that?
I promise you. I will be back for open mic, and I'll be back next week for Authentically Speaking. I'll be back.
Thank you so much. Please hold on one moment. Thank you so much for your time, your poetry, your voice. I really love this episode. Thank you, Gigi Jones. I know it's not easy. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Hold on one moment. For those of y'all that tuned in late, please go to the podcast at blogtalkradio.com/poetry2life. 2 being the number 2 to tune into the entire interview, as well as the poem selections that Gigi Jones shared, one of which from her book, Soul. Definitely go buy her book, Soul. Please tune in to next week's episode with Authentically Speaking. Same time, same place. Follow us on Instagram at Poetic Soul Talk Show. If you have an opportunity to, please visit PoeticSoulInc.com and leave a comment under the Poetic Soul Talk Show tab with regards to your experience, either being a guest or a listener or both, so that I could use that to further promote and hopefully increase this community. I thank you all so much for your support and time this evening, and hopefully we will be speaking again next week, Thursday. Have a great night.